This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, yes, I'm going to be there Thursday.
On the Berkeley campus, college Republicans are fighting to give Coulter a platform this week. They filed a lawsuit Monday trying to force the university to ease restrictions they say are only placed on conservative speakers. In a statement, the university says the allegation that Ms. Coulter is being prohibited from speaking because of her conservative views is untrue. Instead, they blame outside agitators known as the Black Bloc, who rampaged across the campus in February, stopping a speech by the controversial conservative Milo Yiannopoulos and causing $100,000 in damage. The university did offer you another location at another time. What was wrong with that?
Unfortunately, I wasn't available that day. Moreover, I found out later, there are no classes that week.
Criticism isn't only coming from the right, but also from staunch liberals like comedian Bill Maher.
Berkeley, you know, used to be the cradle of free speech, and now it's just the cradle for babies.
And the fact that people like Bill Maher and Bernie Sanders were all coming out saying Berkeley is out of its mind. All of these things come together to show how cocooned and out of touch American universities are today.
Since the election, demonstrations against conservative speakers have turned violent on several campuses, including the University of Washington, where one man was shot in a clash between protesters. Ann Coulter says the threats won't stop her.
You can't wear a mask and carry weapons conspiring to violate someone's constitutional rights. And that's what these groups up at Berkeley are doing.
Well, you know, the pressure, Scott, really comes on, you know, the local police. Yes, you know, this exercise that's going on, and it's beyond silly. It's absolutely reprehensible that someone's constitutional rights would be violated. You know, basically what is being said in some of these campuses. And there's, you know, the thing that is amazing to me is professors and even heads of universities are saying things that are just ridiculous, that are antithetical to free speech. And basically, they're trying to weaponize, you know, this is what this is, all weaponization of, you know, American thought, that if you don't, you know, if you don't think the same as us, if you're not going to be lockstep with us, then we're going to we're going to invalidate you. We don't want you participating. And yes, you know, I feel sorry for those Berkeley students, particularly only because they happen to be the focus right now, but in other college campuses who want to hear a contrarian viewpoint. I mean, this is what college is all about, that you go and you're exposed to all these different ideas so that you can discuss it and ferret it out for yourself. But, you know, unfortunately, what many of these college campuses have become have been indoctrinational centers. And when you think about all the money that these kids are spending and the parents are spending, you know, to have their kids indoctrinated into this very progressive leftist viewpoint, it's almost like, okay, you better save some more money, because after that, you're going to have to send them someplace to get them deprogrammed and get them ready for real life, because many of these kids are coming out of these college campuses and going, wait a minute, what happened here? I mean, this isn't the real world, because the first time they run into some peer pressure and a non-safe space in an office environment, they find out what the real world is all about. And boy, they're going to be in for a rude awakening when, hey, what they want to do is to fulfill their dreams and aspirations. And this is why many of us, people I say of reason, Ann Coulter, agree or disagree with her. I know her heart. And, you know, we've talked to her several times. And what she's trying to do is to advance thought and to bring out the best in all of us. That's her heart.
At least that's what I interpret it to be. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at hashtag BML Talk. Well, it seems that no one is safe these days. Citizens are under attack by the deep state. And our next guest, Chris Courtlander, who is the founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum, a former law enforcement officer who owns and operates the historic town of Gary Owen, Montana, on the Custer Battlefield, is saying that there's an incredible a story here that people are not hearing about, and that is that Uncle Sam is weaponized against us. Chris Courtlander, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning from the Big Sky Country.
Yes, beautiful Big Sky Country. I love Montana, and of course, you know where you are as the founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum. What an experience, but, I've already given you the big tease here, or at least our audience the tease, and that is the, weaponization of Uncle Sam by the deep state. Break that down for our audience so they understand what's happening.
Sure. I'll tell you, the story that happened to me in 2005 and 2008, I was raided by the Bureau of Land Management SWAT team. That came in here with automatic rifles and shotguns and battering rams, and raided our museum for a military button and a suspender buckle. But the egregious part of this, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You just my knee-jerk reaction was what? You know, for a
right.
military button and you know, are you kidding me? We have this raid going on.
Absolutely. And my raid is tied into the Gibson guitar raid. Remember when that happened?
Yes,
in
right.
Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
And also the Four Corners raid in Blanding, Utah, where three people committed suicide subsequent their involvement and their interrogation by the Bureau of Land Management. The reason I'm doing these radio talk shows and speaking to you this morning is because there's been a fourth suicide mm-hmm. in Cody, Wyoming, December 31st. 2016, when Robert Weaver, an amateur geologist, took his own life after being interrogated, not arrested, interrogated by the Bureau of Land Management. And I'm here to tell you, Bill, in my raid, when they came in, they come in guns a-blazing. What I mean by that, they had M16 automatic weapons. They took us down at gunpoint. They had one of my museum interns spread eagle on the floor with an M16 stuck in the back of his head for 5 minutes.
Mm.
And they were here for 8 hours and ended up seizing over 1,200 items out of the museum. I am being very outspoken about this now because there's been a fourth suicide.
Right.
And Bill, I just wanted to mention, I'm the only person that was not indicted, not charged with the crime, did not pay a fine or plead guilty or committed suicide out of those four raids that I mentioned. And Congressman Chaffetz has a bill, H.R. 622, with seven co-sponsors to demilitarize the Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management Law Enforcement Division gets over a quarter of a billion with a B every 12 months to fund their little Department of the Interior Police Department. And my argument is, why do we need a Department of the Interior Police Department policing U.S. citizens that have no criminal background, that are taxpayers, and trying to put them in federal prison to justify their existence? If the Bureau of Land Management federal agents want to be overzealous, let's put them on the border. Trump wants 10,000 to 15,000 more ICE and Border Patrol agents. Let's cut from the Bureau of Land Management. Let's support Congressman Chaffetz's bill to demilitarize the Bureau of Land Management and put all those funds on our borders to keep our enemies outside of our United States.
Exactly. Well, what you're sharing with us is the real life story of what, you know, John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute has been reporting on our show repeatedly for the last several years on how the Bureau of Land Management and other government agencies are coming in and, you know, without much of a premise. I mean, you know, basically they've been given this license to violate our own rights and to be able to do this to you. Now, you say this was done over a military pen and some suspenders. I mean, break that down. Help us understand what that was all.
A military button and suspend. Okay. I know we have a brief time on your show, and it's a little bit complicated. I just wanted to tell your listeners, if they want to read more about this egregious story, go to custermuseum.org, custermuseum.org. Click on the press release on the left-hand column. But, Bill, after I was never charged with the crime, after they spent $2 million investigating me over 5 years, somebody from the federal government leaked me a document that's on my website, custermuseum.org, press release, that explains why the Gibson Guitar, Custer Battlefield Museum, Four Corners raid are all connected. And believe it or not, the common denominator is money. And when I say money, it's so the Bureau of Land Management had too much money in their coffers so they couldn't argue their budget in front of Congress to get reappropriated. So they were ordered by their chief law enforcement officer to go out on all these high-profile raids so they could justify and spend the money so they could get reappropriated October 31st, the end of the fiscal year, of the federal government. So this is all about federal agents trying to keep their job, $80,000 to $125,000 a year, Bureau of Land Management agents, and to justify their existence.
Now, you also said that Congressman Chaffetz is somehow involved, and it could possibly be one of the reasons that he decided to look for the exit.
Well, I don't have any inside information. You know what I know, what I've read in the news. I was surprised to see that he wants to exit his position. I have no idea what he has for store for himself in the future. But I'm just focused on his bill to demilitarize the Bureau of Land Management. I think that would benefit the citizens of the United States. I'm not arguing we don't need federal agents. Of course we need FBI, U.S. Marshals, DEA to keep us safe. But we don't need a Department of the Interior Police policing U.S. citizens.
Exactly. And being weaponized to this degree, I mean, here it is. I mean, you've got four suicides that are resulting. What kind of convictions do we have on any one of these four raids here?
Well, one of the people who committed suicide was the federal informant, killed himself one day before the first federal trial in Blanding, Utah. All of the charges were dropped from felonies to misdemeanor and no jail time.
Amazing. Well, our conversation with Chris Courtlander continues. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. He is the founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum. He's a former law enforcement officer who owns and operates the historic town of Gary Owen, Montana. on the Custer battlefield. So more of his story on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour as we continue to hear this disturbing story. And it's not new. I mean, this is something we've heard repeatedly from John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute. And he writes about it in his book, Battlefield America. You know, this is what they're doing. You know, our government has been weaponized against us. And in this particular case with Chris Courtlander, it is the Bureau of Land Management. And, Chris, we've seen things, you know, that have happened with the BLM that have been increasingly disturbing. You know, people have died. And of course, we've got suicides here that are taking place as well. And it's like the BLM. I mean, who is watching over them? Who is pulling the chain back on these guys?
Well, that's a very good point. With larger police departments, they have internal affairs that police themselves. With federal law enforcement, other than FBI, they have the Office of Inspector General that's supposed to give oversight and police the federal agents. I actually submitted a 50-page report after they were done with me and after I got a letter from the United States Attorney's Office that the investigation was closed and I would not be indicted. I actually turned in federal agents for my violations and the felonies that they committed, because they actually lied to the federal judge in the application of search warrant to get the search warrant to come in to raid my place. So Office of Inspector General did a report and submitted it. Bureau of Land Management made a couple lateral transfers of federal agents outside their department to other federal law enforcement departments. You know, they really don't fire anybody in the federal
right.
government.
Yeah.
So what became of this was I believe that somebody from inside leaked me this 56-page document leaking all three raids. If you want to read more about that, custermuseum.org on press release. And you can read the 56-page document connecting all three raids. It all has to do with funding from Congress.
That's amazing that it would all come down to that, that, you know, they would get marching orders to go justify your existence, go torment some law-abiding citizens. And when we talk about that, I mean, the severity of the torment, I mean, this isn't somebody just coming in having a conversation with you. I mean, as you say, they've got your intern, you know, sprawled eagle on the floor with an automatic weapon to the back of his head. You're being interrogated very aggressively. You know, it's like, forget about due process and forget about anything else. They're the Bureau of Land Management. They're all that in a bag of chips, and they've got automatic weapons. So what can you do?
Pretty hard to argue with the federal agent with the gold badge. Mm. You know, they came in here, guns a-blazing. There's no excuse for that. I mean, it's like in my law enforcement career, we didn't draw our gun until we knew that we were being threatened.
Exactly.
They do just the opposite. They want to come in, intimidate you, so you'll cave and plead to a lesser crime so they can get one more chink on the chalkboard that they have a conviction. I just want to mention one thing, Bill, about the Gibson guitar raid. Mm-hmm. That was also the Department of the Interior law enforcement with Federal Fish and Wildlife. They were here on my raid also. They went into Gibson guitar twice with machine guns over what? Exotic wood.
Yeah.
Exotic wood. So you're going to go into a guitar factory and point guns at people over exotic wood?
Yeah, it's, you know, and this is the thing, even the guitar, and I'm glad you brought this up, because the Gibson guitar raid, you know, it came and it went. And just like your story, Chris, it's important to keep it out front to make sure that people are aware that we, the people, understand what our government is doing, how they've become so weaponized, and for what, you know, because of budgetary reasons. And the thing is that if it's already happening at this degree, at this point, what is it going to be like under a Trump administration that is going in and tightening up the budget and doing something about this government overreach?
I agree. I mean, this all came about under Bush W. when we got attacked on the World Trade Center 9/11. You know, we didn't know if we were going to be invaded, the United States, or we were going to mm-hmm. be attacked more. So what he did is he passed an emergency resolution to create all of these federal law enforcement agencies under each one of his cabinet heads. So mm-hmm. Department of the Interior, NOAA, National Oceanographic, Department of Education, EPA, they all have their own SWAT teams. And since then, they have just justified their existence instead of us getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. Basically, we need to get rid of these Department of the Interior law enforcement and put those zealous federal agents on our border and help protect us.
Where they could, they could do something useful. You're exactly right, Chris. The other thing, too, of course, this administration is a little hamstrung right now because they don't have the full complement of their deputies and other appointees that should be in place because of the way, you know, Congress has not been working on behalf of, number one, we the people, and number two, of course, the President of the United States.
I agree. I mean, Bureau of Land Management law enforcement is a travesty, and the American people are going to pay the price unless they wake up. Remember, listeners, it's us, we the people, that control the government. That's why we have President Trump now. It's we the people. So be vocal. Call your federal delegation. Go to custommuseum.org. Click on press release. We have a link there for your federal delegation. Call them and tell them to support H.R. 622 to demilitarize the Bureau of Land Management. You know, basically, this is Ruby Ridge on overkill. Aggressive federal law enforcement agents should be on our border, not policing U.S. citizens that are taxpayers with no criminal history.
Well, again, you know, for you, Chris, as a former law enforcement officer, this just has to psychologically just cause such a disturbance for you when you see something this blatantly out of order. And of course, you talk about the power of the deep state. These are career bureaucrats, career law enforcement through the Bureau of Land Management, you know, as Ronald Reagan referred to it, about the closest thing to eternal life. You know, these people don't get fired for breaking the law. They just get reassigned.
Absolutely. I just want to mention how finite some of these laws are. I was investigated for ARPA, Archaeological Resource Protection Act. That was developed under President Carter in 1977, and President Carter would not sign the bill unless they put a provision on there that surface finds were legal to keep. In other words, if you're walking around and you see an arrowhead, you can pick it up and put it in your pocket, because President Carter was a Boy Scout leader, and he used to take his Boy Scout troops out and go arrowhead hunting. So he had a provision put in that law. So federal agents argue if it has a piece of dirt on top of the arrowhead, it's a felony to pick up that arrowhead.
Really?
So that's how these federal agents are misinterpreting things. And I got asked, well, where do these federal agents, why are they thinking this way? A lot of them, the majority of these younger federal agents are former veterans. And I'm a director of a military museum, and my hat goes off to all the men and women that fight for our freedom. Mm-hmm. But some of these veterans come back and want to be federal agents, and they go to the law enforcement academy in Georgia, and they come out with this little piece of metal that says U.S. on it, and it happens to be gold in the shape of a badge, and they're God.
Yeah, it can be pretty impressive, yes.
They don't read the 600-page law. They only read the first two pages. And they go in and they try to justify these raids with automatic weapons. It's absurd.
Where's the local sheriff in all this?
Good question. Where is the local sheriff in all this? I mean, he's not going to go up against the federal government. But keep in mind that Congressman Chaffetz's bill gives the power back to our county sheriffs, who are our chief law enforcement officers of all of our counties inside the United States. It's not the federal government. It's our county sheriff that's the chief law enforcement officer, and I'm glad you brought up that point, Bill.
Well, Chris, thanks for relating the story, as tragic as it is. Four suicides, the BLM complicit in this, without a doubt. Remind everybody, we got 10 seconds where they can go for more information.
CustermMuseum.org. CustermMuseum.org. Press release on the left-hand side. Please go there. Support Congressman Chaffetz's bill.
Problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage
advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, the man, the woman in the mirror, to do something about it. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Of course, we've been bragging about Jenny Beth quite a bit here on this show and reminding everybody about, setting aside 5 minutes a day. That's all. You know, we got to become civically responsible because we've kicked back and checked out. The elites have been running amok and have taken control of our government. But that's not the way it was designed by our founding fathers, was it, Jenny Beth?
Not at all. They wanted us to be involved and engaged. And for that to happen, we have to stay up to date with programs like yours. And then we have to take action and let our representatives in Congress and at the state and local level know what we think and what we want them to do.
Exactly. Let your voice be heard, because right now we've got a little bit of too much of the tail shaking the dog. I mean, they're hearing the voices of an activated group of people that, dare I say, what I'm hearing a lot, Jenny Beth, is people go, that's not who I am. I mean, here you have a women's march, and they're saying they don't want conservative women. They don't want women to be there who are interested in life, but yet they present it as a women's march, and they go, well, that's not who I am. Well, if that's not you, then you need to make sure you develop and get associated with a club that is you and get involved and make sure your voice is heard, because otherwise all they're hearing is this, this antagonistic voice from the left. And that doesn't represent the majority of Americans, because last time I checked, we had an election 5 months ago, and I think it was really clear what we the people expected with our votes and what we wanted to happen in this country.
Oh, absolutely, it was clear, and what we wanted is change in Washington D.C. We wanted to drain the swamp. That's why we have President Trump now instead of President Hillary Clinton. People are tired of the way that Washington, D.C. works. And we want politicians to keep their promises and to remember the rest of us in the rest of the country outside of the Washington, D.C. bubble.
Mm-hmm. And again, we have to counter the fake news and even the, as Gary Bauer put it, the fake polling information, what the Washington Post had to report, you know, trying to make room and some expression for the Hillary Clinton campaign and give it some sort of status. But, boy, even when you look at the numbers, as much as they try to fudge those numbers, you know, in small print at the very bottom, if they could have inserted the obituary in between that last sentence, they probably would have loved to have done that. Because the facts, even with the numbers fudged, resoundly show that Donald Trump is gaining momentum and he's gaining approval here in this country.
He is gaining approval. People see that he is the president, that he's serious about doing his job, and that he's keeping the promises that he made on the campaign trail. We've seen a lot of delay tactics out of the United States Senate, which has slowed down, I think, some of the progress we may have seen from his administration otherwise. When you have senators who are preventing the or delaying as long as they possibly can the cabinet from being fully in place, mm-hmm. it hampers the beginning of the administration. But he's up and running now, and I think that the American people realize he's a leader and he is going to do what's best for America.
Well, he's up and running, but he's still at a disadvantage because, as you say, Jenny Beth, Congress has delayed. The Democrats have obstructed. They have not allowed him to have his full complement of support team in place. This is absolutely disgusting because we remember when President Barack Obama was in office, you know, what you heard from the Republicans is going, look, this is his team. You know, we've got to give, you know, these are the people that he wants on his team. We've got to give him his people. You know, what gain is there to obstruct, his operation, because it's going to affect the ultimate operation of the administration, our government.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We did not see that in the previous Congress and administration. And I think it's a shame what the Democrats are doing. I think it also, in the long run, is going to hurt the Democrats. You know, go and pick your battles. If you've got political opposition to someone, pick the battles. But fighting at every single turn, in every way, especially on things that are going to happen anyway. His cabinet is going to be able to be appointed without a supermajority vote. It takes a simple majority. So these are battles that probably are not the best way for the Democrats to behave. It slowed things down, but we're going to get tax reform. We are going to secure the border. We've seen that President Trump already is working to secure the border and keep the laws that are already on the books and force those laws that already exist. We will have repeal of Obamacare. We will be able to get control of these out-of-control insurance prices. And we're going to see that President Trump keeps his promises and that America is in a much better place than it was when he took office just barely 100 days ago.
Well, Jenny Beth, even some Democrats are, you know, kind of having, you know, having their fill of you know, the DNC chair, his lack of civility, the way he's talking, argumentative, antagonistic nature of the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi and the leadership there, you know, because it's like, look at this is the mess that you created. I mean, you're still fighting for something that empirically without, I mean, this isn't loaded with opinion. I mean, look at, you had 8 years of this theoretical operation of our government and just on every front. I mean, Hillary Clinton lost. Yes, you know, you can talk, she was a bad candidate, but she was representing a bad party that whose evidence behind them was devastation. I mean, in their wake was at every turn, whether it had to do with our national security, domestic policies, immigration, on and on. This was all driven where we are today is because where the Democratic Party brought us to. And we had no choice but to choose Donald Trump, did we?
We really did not, because it is what they brought us to. And we saw Donald Trump beat so many Republican longtime politicians and some that haven't been involved quite as strong as others. But he got out there. He talked about the things that groups like the Tea Party Patriots have talked about for the last 8 years. It's dissatisfaction with both the Republican leadership and establishment and the Democrat leadership and establishment. But when you look at what the Democrat Party is doing, I don't know what they stand for right now. And it's hard to find, you know, you can be angry, but you have to have something you stand for. And I'm not sure what they stand for right now. I read a headline this morning. I cannot remember which person it was that said it, but it said someone from Obama's administration, I think one of his cabinet members, had a message for the forgotten man. And I was thinking, hello, you were on President Obama's cabinet. You had time to not forget about people. You've already had your time.
Right.
They have passed regulations. They've passed laws in Washington, D.C., and they don't have any thought whatsoever to the consequences it has on the rest of our lives, especially those of us who are paying taxes and paying for the infrastructure that they're building, this monstrosity in Washington, D.C., the bureaucracy. And we've said we've had enough. It's time for something different. And that's why we elected President Trump to become president. And we're watching what he does, doing all we can to support him, especially in the areas where the actions he's taking align with the goals and the values of Tea Party patriots.
Exactly.
And we're going to make a difference.
Well, Jenny Beth, you know, it is refreshing to have someone in the Oval Office who looks at the people's money as an investment and expects and is demanding a return on said investment. What a novel concept. We might be able to do something about that $20 trillion in debt. What do you think?
Oh, I think that we will. It's going to take time, but we will. We're going to have a debt-free future.
We've got more from Jenny Beth Martin. We're going to talk about President Trump's first 100 days. It's coming up this weekend. Jenny Beth, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And the Washington Post, reported that 7,000 IRS documents may detail Obama-era targeting of Tea Party groups. Jenny Beth, when I read that, I thought of you immediately, and I also thought about all this hoopla about how the Russians got involved with the election, this election cycle, and I think about what President Obama and the weaponized IRS did that we will not fully understand in how they targeted Tea Party and conservative groups for probably, what, four election cycles?
I think that's right. It certainly started in 2010, via 10, 12, and 14. I don't know if it had as much of an impact in 16, but I don't know that we're ever going to fully know it. That they did, but I can certainly tell you the impact it had because I've lived through the impact that it had. I've watched people cry because they're afraid to speak out. And I've had people call me or email me and say, well, I went to this meeting or I went to this town hall, but I didn't say anything. I just sat there because I was afraid I would be targeted if I did.
Well, these 7,000 previously unacknowledged IRS documents, the IRS admitted to the existence of said documents in a court filing, and we can thank Judicial Watch. We had a conversation with Chris Farrell, who's on the board, and he is the research director, and he shared the information with us as well. And this is amazing to me, Jenny Beth, that from my understanding is there are still some conservative groups. Thank you very much, John Koskinen and Lois Lerner. Of course, Lois Lerner is out of the picture now, but yet the influence of her leadership still reigns. And of course, John Koskinen's as well. And I wonder how many other Tea Party groups and conservative groups are still waiting on tax exemptions.
I think that the last time I checked, I heard it was down to three or four groups that were still waiting. Now, what that does not tell you is how many just either never applied or dropped out of the process altogether. Because when you wait and wait and wait, after a while, you just don't have time to either comply with all of their ridiculous request, and hours and hours and hours of work and research to get information to them. Or you realize that even if you, some groups realized, and we knew the targeting was happening before it was made public and before they admitted it.
Right.
So some groups just decided, well, we're not even going to apply at all. We'll just not collect money, and then we avoid having to do anything with the IRS. Of course, that hampers and limits what a group can actually do, because you need money to buy insurance and a lot of times to reserve rooms to hold meetings.
Right.
But, you know, you also don't need the IRS bothering you at every turn.
Well, the intimidation factor is inconscionable. And the, you know, Obama administration being aligned with this, this speaks volumes on his legacy, whether people want to admit it or not. And again, this is why we had this incredible and historic election this last November. But as you say, Jenny Beth, we the people, we're meaningless unless we want to take a stand and exercise our constitutional rights.
Yeah, we have to take a stand. We can't let things like the IRS stop us from exercising our First Amendment rights. You have to stand up, petition your government, let them know when you're concerned, congratulate or thank them when they do the right thing, and stay informed on the issues so that you can make sure that you're telling your family, your friends, your neighbors about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and why Congress should or should not take particular actions. It's time-consuming, but it's not overly time-consuming, and it's really important. It affects our future. It affects our future for our country, and it affects our future for our communities and our families and our individual lives.
Now, what kind of America are we going to turn over, right, to our kids?
Right. Are we going to be $20 trillion in debt? Or are we going to be on the road to a debt-free future? Are we going to have tax reform that opens up the economy and it grows the economy so we all have the opportunity to earn more money? Or are we going to continue to be in the stagnant place where we are right now, which creates uncertainty and fear in the hearts and minds of so many Americans? I want the better future. I want the brighter and more optimistic opportunities. It takes work, but that work is worth it to have the outcome I envision.
Yeah, without a doubt, Jenny Beth. Well, the first 100 days, we're coming upon it. President Trump talked about it as he was campaigning after the election. Of course, now trying to downplay it a little bit, but I don't think he needs to downplay or make any excuses for it. I think he's had an incredible 100 days in spite of, you know, the fake news, what the media has done. I mean, clearly people that monitor this stuff have said 89% of the news coming out of the mainstream media is notably bad news. It's anti-Trump. And in spite of all that and all the obstructionism that has taken place in Congress, he's moved the ball and he's put a lot of people on notice, including our enemies and our allies internationally.
He certainly has. And he is letting people know that we are going to secure our borders. We're going to enforce our current immigration laws. The Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price is working to undo and unwind as many of the Obamacare regulations as he possibly can, even while we're waiting to repeal Obamacare from Congress and through legislative action. There's still a lot that can be done through the executive branch. He's putting the world on notice that we're going to handle crises and military options differently than what we've seen in the last eight years. I don't think we're ever going to see President Trump bowing down to another leader of another nation.
I don't see that happening at all. I'm right with you on it. Jenny Beth, being since you brought up a repeal, I've been saying, you know, repeal the thing already. You know, let's just repeal it. I mean, it's going to take 2 years to replace it anyway. So just, you know, take advantage of the low hanging fruit. Go get some legislative victory on it and repeal it. We've already had bipartisan, votes already in place to repeal it. Get it out of the way, and then we can talk about replacement later. But trying to do both at the same time, and yes, we're trying to address tax reform as well as other issues this week. Oh, yes, that's right. We've got to fund the government too, right?
Yes, we do have to fund the government, because if we don't, it will not be funded at the end of the week. And that will get us funded through the end of this fiscal year. The next fiscal year starts on October 1st. So exactly. I think that we're going to see a lot more of the things that President Trump wants in his legislative agenda in the next spending for an appropriations process rather than what's happening this week. And then I'm with you. They need to repeal it, and then they could come back and replace it. Now, with that said, President Trump is very clear. He said, I am going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So his intention is to do both. And that's fine. He's the president. He was elected. And if that's the way that he intends to do it, then we just have to work to make sure it is as the best possible repeal and replace that we can get. And I'm optimistic mm-hmm. we're going to get to that place maybe in the very near future. If not, it might take a little bit longer. And then we're looking at tax reform and what comes out with the tax reform. And I'm very optimistic about that, because we need something to jumpstart this economy and really get it thriving again.
Well, it's been 30 years, you know, since we've had any notable tax reform. And, you know, I'll tell you, corporate America is chomping at the bit. You know, he said anywhere from 15% to 20%. We're talking repatriation of trillions of dollars sitting off the coast, waiting to come back, that could, you know, do a lot of work on infrastructure here, which is well needed in our country. But we've got to get we got to keep the pressure on the people that are on our team, the Republicans, and keep them focused as to what needs to be accomplished. And then as they come across and come along, of course, as we get closer to the midterms, there's going to be Democrats that are going to say, look, it's about time that we, you know, we picked up some of the weight here. I mean, after all, it was our party that created this mess to begin with, don't you think?
Oh, I think that our party had a lot to do with it. I think that our party helped start the Tea Party movement. Look at No Child Left Behind, Medicare Part B, McCain-Feingold election finance. All of those things happened under President Bush. Then you had TARP that also happened under President Bush. Mm-hmm. And that just set the stage for people to be very frustrated with the stimulus bill and then the health care, Obamacare bill. It's all just built on one another. It's time to decrease the scope of government and increase the amount of freedom in our country. And we are going to do that. It's going to happen.
Well, again, we've got to keep the pressure on, and hopefully, you know, Democrats can come alongside and help clean up the mess that they have contributed to here, and that we keep a focus on, as you say, Jenny Beth, and I agree with you, on, you know, bringing government in a position to where it needs to be. I mean, it's been well bloated. The fact that we have a businessman looking at these line items, seeing, like in the case of 18 agencies with duplicated effort, and nobody's accountable, nobody's in charge of all this money. I mean, this just leaves it wide open to waste and fraud, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does, and it's targeting, like for the IRS. We need accountability. We need very strict accountability within the government so that people understand their actions have consequences.
Exactly.
Like the rest of us know in our normal jobs from day to day.
Exactly. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.